the end of the year celebration special edition broadcast of Rosie on the House. We're in the 9 o'clock hour. That's our open line hour where you can phone us at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4 and the letter U, Rosie for you. And that's why we're here. Me, Rosie, my son, Romy, my wife, Jennifer, our broadcast engineer, Gary D, are all here at the radio station every Saturday morning for you. We're here to answer any question you might have about home improvement, home remodeling, home maintenance, home repair, or home ownership. We're here to keep you from making any uninformed or silly mistakes. We're here to give you the most correct information that can possibly put together for you, the Arizona homeowner. This year, we're not in 2018 yet.
Two days away.
We're finishing our 29th year. 2018 will be our 30th year of being on air Saturday morning answering Arizona homeowners' questions about how to get things done or how to get things repaired. All of those questions, think of that, the hundreds and hundreds of hours of broadcasting, the thousands of questions are all posted on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, which is like an encyclopedia for you, Arizona homeowners. And it's there for you absolutely free. On that website also just happens to live the number one contractor referral directory in the state, as voted by you, the Arizona homeowners. That beats out all the national competition. That beats out all the other local competition. Rosie on the House is the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state. Thank you very much for finding it and using it. Romy's got an email he's going to read in a little while about a business venture one of our regular Rosie on the House screened contractor users has for us. But I gotta address one thing, because it continues to be the number one thing we're hearing about at our office and in our email. One that everybody wants a calendar. That's the number one thing, right? The new calendar we produced for 2018, our first ever home maintenance calendar, full of content.
It's going to change how we present information week over week.
And it is
how we manage our homes and keep them current and on top of maintenance. It's exciting. I'm glad we didn't do this earlier.
And how much are we selling those for?
The cost of a phone call or an email. You just tell us where you want us to send it.
Just like the website. It's free.
It's free.
It's free. To Arizona homeowners.
See, yes, as long as you pay to have the internet. You know, you still got to have that. You still got to pay to have a phone. So if you have a phone or an internet, all you have to do is use either one of those. Call us, email us, we'll send you a calendar.
Mail you the first annual Rosie on the House home maintenance repair calendar ever.
Mm-hmm.
First of many.
And just for anyone who has asked for one, we had anytime you try something new or something for the first time, you've got new things you've learned and delays. We had a little catch-up in our postage delivery. So
catch-up?
Hiccup. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, we didn't have any catch-up.
No catch-up in the mail.
Just a little hiccup in the delivery. So it's going out first of the week.
We have them now. Mm-hmm. I saw them in the back.
Well, yeah, we got our 7,000 that go to our partners.
Yeah.
And our partners will have these to hand to homeowners as they're visiting them, or if they've got questions. And you know, a lot of our contractors, they might be on site with a homeowner who isn't familiar with Rosie on the House.
Yeah,
they can, hey, who else do you recommend for this? Well, the first page is a complete printed directory of our partners statewide.
There you go.
So if you have a home in Flagstaff or a second home in the mountains somewhere, Prescott,
Tucson,
you have your entire listing there. So it's a very powerful tool.
So the calendar's driving like the number one thing that's going on at Rosie on the House. But very close behind number two is the APS rate change that we're in the midst of. And we've had specialists on talking about what that's going to do for you APS customers. We are going to have APS on. We didn't want to have them on during the holidays because a lot of people are coming and going. We wanted to give them center stage. But I want y'all to take heart. There is a man in this state that used to be the Registrar of Contractors, that used to be on the Arizona Corporation Commission, that is trying to get the case reheard. And he and I have kind of traded phone calls. We haven't talked yet. But Bill Mundell and I are going to have lunch. And he has taken the position to the Corporation Commission, who has said they can't rehear the case. As a matter of fact, one of the commissioners, Mr. Burns, even brought it into the court system and says, we want to rehear this case. Well, apparently Mr. Mundell has uncovered some little condition in the original Corporation Commission statutes that says there is a way to rehear this case. So everybody dealing with the anxiety over the current rate case situation at APS, just stay tuned. We'll have more information on that later. Now, as it evolves, just stay tuned right here at Rosie on House. Okay, we talk about the emails that we get, the emails requesting the calendar, the emails requesting everybody wants our advice. Which rate should I change to at APS? Okay, and other email we get. Here's one, and I want y'all's help on it. I need to reach out to you plumbers that I know are listening right now. I need to reach out to you homeowners that do a lot of handyman, do-it-yourself work yourself. Here's an email. We've been trying to help this homeowner down in Tucson for a couple weeks now by email. Nothing we've recommended has solved the problem. So I'm humbling myself and reaching out to you, the Arizona Experienced Plumbers, and give us a ring if you know what we can help Rick with. Here's the email. We have a knocking sound in the wall behind the toilet when the toilet is flushed. We do have plastic pipe. We've owned the home for 12 years, but this started just a year ago. Any idea what's going on? Yes, John, I know exactly what's going on. Your pressure's too high at the house. Put a pressure regulator on. Rosie, you told me to do that 6 months ago. I did it. We have it set at 60 PSI. It still did not solve the problem. Okay, Rick, go to, what is the brand? Sioux Chief. Go to SiouxChief.com and get yourself a mini air hammer arrester. Rosie, you told me to do that 3 months ago. I did it. So he's got the pressure regulator on at the manifold set at 60 PSI. He has a Sioux Chief Mini Rester water hammer device on the toilet itself, and it still knocks in the wall when the toilet flushes only within the last year, and he's been in the house 12 years. So for any plumber that calls in and solves this for Rick, I will hand deliver a lunch bag with my favorite snacks in it.
Oh boy.
All right, so the phones are open now. If you know what's wrong with Rick's house, call us at 1-888-767-4348. Romy, can we take a call real quick, or do you want to go to that other email you had?
Let's get to the calls first. They've
Good.
Called in.
Let's do that. Let's welcome so let's Greg from Mesa.
Help him out.
Hey there.
Hey, man.
Hey, congratulations on your 30 years.
Thank you, Greg. It's just because we've got listeners. You know, if we didn't have any listeners, management here would probably put on some colon cleansing infomercial, you know.
Hey, year or two ago, I built about a 15 by 60 patio cover.
15 by 60?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's exposed rafters now, and I'm thinking about putting a ceiling on it.
Okay.
I know I don't want to do drywall and plaster because of the problems that creates down the road.
Yeah.
Do you have any recommendation for something that's reasonably inexpensive?
Well, Greg,
cover that with.
What on top of the exposed rafters, did you just use like chipboard, or did you use like a T111, or what? What's the underside of the roof deck?
Well, the roof itself is chipboard.
Okay, so that's what you see right now.
Two by sixes, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, chipboard doesn't make the prettiest exposed flat ceiling, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's all painted now, but you know, I need to put some kind of a. It's just exposed rafters, and I just want to put some kind of a ceiling cover on it. You know?
Okay. The first thing I would do, Greg, is I would think through really careful. Do I have all the lighting that I need up there? Do I have all the ceiling fan junction boxes I want up there? Do I have all the outdoor stereo speaker system wiring that I have up there? And if once I'm convinced that I've got all the wiring in those rafters to accommodate my living and use of that back patio, then I cover it with a T111, probably with a 4-inch groove pattern set. T111 plywood. Yep.
Okay.
And that'll give it a rustic but very handsome finished look. But once it's up there and you've got it tacked in place, it's not like sheetrock where you can just open it up and add some more wires, or, you know, here's a tube for the misting system I want to install. It's plywood, so you're going to have to tear the whole sheet down and replace it with a whole sheet. So make sure you got all that fun stuff put in there first, and then cover it with T111. It'll be a bit more expensive than drywall or plaster for sure, but you'll never have to worry about the tape coming undone or the texture falling on the floor.
Right, yeah. Hey, can I ask you one other quick question?
Sure.
It's unusual. It's kind of about permitting, but that patio...
I tell you what, Greg, hang on 1 second. We're pushing up against a break here.
So we'll put you on hold. We'll continue this conversation right afterwards. We have Roger also online, wants to talk about painting over epoxy. And an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U.